The opinions and viewpoints expressed in this recording may not reflect those of its sponsors, Microsoft, its partners, or employees.
Welcome to show number 30, recorded live at Zequal Bits, October 2007. In this show, I'm talking to Jane Dalloway and Jim Schilling, two attendees who I found milling around outside Chicago One. We talk about the sessions they attended and the Zequal Bits conference itself. Who are you guys and how are you finding Zequal Bits?
I'm Jane Dalloway, I'm a developer for Magix in Brighton. I've been to one of the WebDD Day, well, the WebDD Day before. I haven't been to any of the developer ones. It's too much of a mouthful.
DDD.
And so I spotted this coming up and thought, looked really cool. I've always been, had a bit of a large soft spot for SQL, so thought I'd come along and learn.
Excellent.
Jim Schilling, I work for Reed Information Services as a manager there. Looking at SQL from the point of view more of Katmai and the way forward, for what interest, what can help really. Some interesting stuff in terms of the spatial interaction and the especially the file streaming could be quite useful. Like Jane, well actually she invited me really, so that's why I'm here. I've not been to a DDD day. I came to the Web Dev Day earlier this year. That was really interesting as well.
Excellent. Well, they're all following roughly the same format.
Yeah, it's been good.
So which sessions have you attended this morning so far?
We started off with the transaction and exception handling, which was a bit of a heavy start to the day. Got thrown in at the deep end there. And then the beyond relational one, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah.
So what did you see in Keith Burns' session, SQL Server 2008, Beyond Relational? What was in that as content?
That was the some of the changes mainly in 2008. There was a spatial integrity for geometry and for geography, which was quite interesting.
And there was the file streaming. Storing of blobs on file systems as well as in databases. And
yeah, that's quite interesting as well. Like you can actually... the file system reflects a database and you can run triggers from the files back into the database so it knows when things have changed. So that's quite interesting, using any mass data storage areas. So that was quite interesting as well.
And what was next?
SQL Myths.
Simon. Fun. Super Simon, as the sponsors of...
yes,
they've got T-shirts with Simon on it, and it's not this Simon, but it's obviously something the sponsors have picked up on, but I'm sure Simon will be wearing the T-shirt with glee. Mm. So 77 myths in SQL Server. How did he manage to squeeze 77 into 1 hour?
There weren't 77. Yeah, there were probably about 14 or 15 or so.
But right.
The rest of them are pointed to his blog site, and they're all on there. So
how was that session?
It was interesting, actually. Some things we still believed were factual, were proven to be myths. Some interesting stuff we learned about some of the system store procedures and functions that you didn't know existed, so you use them generally every day. That was quite interesting as well.
And I need to go and look at the CLR more.
CLR, that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
A lot of my SQL 2005 experience has been using it very much like a SQL 2000 database and dabbling into new stuff as and when, but not really fully committing. Personally, the company has. I just don't necessarily know enough about it yet, so I need to go and learn more about CLR.
I think that's always something that happens when a new product comes out. We all use Visual Studio 2005 like we used Visual Studio 2003, and unless we come to sessions like this and some of the sessions that the Microsoft DPEs give, where we can actually see the new features in action in a fairly concise, simplified example that effectively open our eyes to think, well, I now need to spend, say, an hour looking at a new feature in the product that might save me, you know, a few hours of development time per week. So that's what I think these sessions are good for. You guys agree?
Yeah.
It's interesting that the thought in terms of the CLR would be slower, that'd be quicker in some respects, so it's quite eye-opening. It's been useful. It's useful to give that first pointer, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I always find from sort of this length of a session, is it's a great thing. I always scribble down a lot of to-do notes and think, ooh, that sounds really good. Need to go and find out more about it. And it's just that initial, I never expect to get a full working model in my head of how things are going to work, but if I get some pointers that give me some clues about how things might work and things to think about, then that's just great. I can go off and learn more.
Some key takeaways then. That's really what you're looking
Absolutely.
For. Absolutely. How's the afternoon panning out for you? What have you got in your schedule for that?
Ending with the unit testing in SQL Server. Up for debate on that one at the moment.
I haven't decided.
Yeah.
I took a recording with Richard earlier this morning about unit testing in SQL Server. It promises to be quite interesting.
Mm. Good. So, we used to do with the T-SQL unit, which was a...
He's going to be showing you T-SQL unit.
Oh, okay.
So that's his tool of choice.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Perhaps that, and how that integrates into SQL Server, or is it now become an integral part? Or?
Well, he's actually taking it as a standalone tool,
right.
And he's demonstrating the stored procedures that you get with T-SQL unit in order to test your stored procedures.
Right.
Okay, in which case I might not go to that one because I've been doing that for years, so I might choose a different one. Yeah.
I can recommend, well, I shouldn't say this, I can recommend Martin Kearney's session.
Okay.
I've had, he's described it to me and to a couple of other attendees. Promises to be very good, but that's not to say that the Katmai versus SQL 2005 isn't quite attractive. And similarly, Chris Webb's performance tuning MDX queries probably up for grabs too.
Mm.
What about the session before that?
Not too sure really at the moment. I'll have to make a decision fairly soon, I guess. But
if you're after a bit of some good technical content and a bit of lightheartedness, Dave McMahon's session. He's a good speaker and a bit of a comedian in there as well. So. Tough choice.
Okay. Yeah. Good quality. It's good to have choice. You know, it's great that there's.
And it's voted for by the community. Did you guys get a chance to vote?
We did.
Yeah. So it's not the organisers' problem if the agenda is as it is. So you guys voted for it, so that's what's on there. It helps us a lot when we get the votes in because it helps us line up the rooms. You know.
Yeah, size wise as
yeah.
well. Yeah.
Very important for us for that capability.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Excellent. You guys got blogs?
Yeah, I do.
What is your blog?
It's jane.dalloway.com/blog. It's just a dumping ground for techie stuff.
Excellent.
No, not me. Don't have time.
I also run the Brighton Bloggers website down in Brighton, a collection of everybody's blogs in Brighton. There's 270-odd bloggers living in Brighton. Some technical, some not, some photography, you name it. There's loads of stuff.
Simon Harriet down there?
He's not in Brighton, he's in Uckfield. He doesn't
is
count.
Is he? He doesn't count. What about Daniel Moth?
Yeah, he counts.
He counts.
He's down there. We've also got people like Jeremy Keith and Andy Bird and all of the people from the sort of clear left guys and all of that kind of stuff. So, loads of
stuff. Folks, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
The music used in this podcast was provided by Kevin McLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. That's INCOMPETECH. This was a Craig Murphy.com production.